uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Happy Veterans Day today. It is Veterans Day. As I said in the first hour, and I won't repeat the whole thing, we all appreciate you, the men and women who have sacrificed and are sacrificing for us. Thank you very, very much. Enjoy your day. Really, enjoy your day. My biblical question. I have a biblical question. Are you holy? Are you holy? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You ever heard this song?
Yep.
Oh, good. Are you holy? So before I go to the phones, and by the way, I have a brand new article on WorldNet Daily this week. It is fantastic. It is, arrest Florida election supervisor for voter fraud. And that is about the woman, Brenda Snipes. She should have been fired a long time ago by Florida Governor Rick Scott. And I know Rick. I have a picture of Rick and myself hanging right here in the studio. But white rhino Republicans are afraid of black people. I see black people. And they won't do the right thing. And so this woman, George Bush, put her there. Don't blame George. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And she's a Democrat in Broward County there. And she's just never been any good at all. She has no idea what she's doing. So I'm thinking it's affirmative action that got her there. And she's incompetent and can't be trusted. But they won't fire her. This is not the first time she messed up. She screwed up. But because she's black and Democrat and the rhinos don't want to be called racist, they let this woman stay there. She screws up everything every time. Amazing stuff. But James is here. So check out that article on warnetdaily.com. James is here. We had, right at the end of the first hour, we started talking about this incident with Tucker Carlson from Fox News there. Tucker is a good reporter. According to the Washington Post, there's a video shows Tucker Carlson cursing during a bar scuffle. You're supposed to curse if you're having a bar fight. That's what the Cowboys did. He says he was defending his daughter. So my producers here, and also the host of the Hake Report, thehakereport.com, James is here, better known as James Hake. Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So let's have this entire story.
Okay. So this anti-Trump attorney, whom Tucker Carlson dubbed as the creepy porn lawyer, anti-Trump guy,
yeah,
as I said, Michael Avenatti. He tweeted, "We are investigating an alleged assault on a gay Latino immigrant committed by T. Carlson and or members of his inner circle at a club in Virginia in October."
So gay Latino
immigrant.
Immigrant. Sound like a handicap.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that to manipulate you folks, to control you. Those words are meant to control you. Gay Latino immigrant. Why can't they just say with another man? Or with another human being, or another person.
And he's an activist, by the way.
It's a setup. There. But it sounds like it's a medical issue or something. You got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, go ahead.
So we have a YouTube clip of this incident that we can play. And it's cell phone video of Tucker telling a man at the club, "Get the F out of here."
This happened back in October there in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the, this is from YouTube, cell phone video, as James said, of Tucker telling a man, a gay, what seemed like a gay Latino immigrant, that means a handicap, a victim, get the F out.
Guys, you better get the F out of here.
Guys,
I don't get out of here.
Guys, come on.
Guys,
get the F out of here.
Guys,
get the F out of here.
I don't.
Go back here.
Why people fight proper, so proper. And there have been black men that play have been destroyed. No one been standing around, hey, get the guy out. No, it's okay for violent. They'd be like, you. And it would have been a brawl up in there.
Yeah.
They would have to call the cops, the fire department, the FBI, and the Department of Justice.
So Tucker Carlson responded to this tweeted out video and these allegations from Avenatti of assault. He said, last month, one of my children was attacked by a stranger at dinner. For her sake, I was hoping to keep the incident private. It's now being politicized by the left.
Of course.
And he goes on to talk about how his 19-year-old daughter was accosted by a middle-aged man who asked her, are you one of his whores? And he called her an effing C-word. And she returned to the table in tears, according to Tucker.
So what happened, according to the report, his daughter and her friend got up from the table, went to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And on the way back through the bar area is when this guy allegedly...
He saw her with Tucker. He says, are you with him?
Yeah.
And she says, that's my dad. And then he said, are you one of his whores?
Amazing.
Or Tucker's whores or something like that. And then he also called her that. And this guy, by the way, he sued some place, because he's a radical homosexual, for the right to be considered, I don't know, father or family, because he and his partner adopted a kid.
Gross.
Yeah. So he's a activist.
Yeah.
He's not just a immigrant. Not a
gay
Latino
immigrant.
And Avenatti's an activist too. So Tucker's son went to confront the man, and Tucker followed him. And they threw wine at each other. Tucker's son, apparently, who's also a student, threw wine in the guy's face at some point. And I think that, according to the story, this gay immigrant
Latino
threw wine back in the other guy's face, in Tucker's son's face.
Amazing.
And, you know, it kind of descended. But the club, according to Tucker, investigated this incident for 3 weeks, and then they revoked this man's membership.
The gay Latino immigrant?
Yes. And so Tucker said that he did not assault the man, nor did his son. And he said that it took enormous self-control not to beat the man with a chair.
I bet it did.
So that's that.
Amazing. And it reminded me of Maxine Waters saying, can we play Maxine when she was out there at the federal building in West L.A., West Los Angeles, saying, when you see folks who support President Trump, go over and whatever she said.
You create a crowd and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Here's the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
I blame Maxine for this. I blame the witch. And then Hillary Clinton said, this is not a time for civility.
Yeah.
I blame the lying cricket Hillary and this other beta male that was Obama's...
Holder.
Holder. Eric Holder said, when they go low,
we kick them.
Oh, yeah. When they go low, we kick them. Amazing. I blame them. They're calling for this violence.
Yeah, and this is not the first time. I mean, we saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was kicked out of a restaurant, and it wasn't even her fault.
And then the guy from Texas.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Something happened with him. Kristen Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
She was a Department of Homeland Security, something like that. And Antifa went and, like, harassed her until she left. I don't know.
I can't believe that the voters voted the Democrats back into power in Congress like they did. You get what you deserve.
Yeah.
How could you vote Satan back in? You love Satan?
Mm-hmm.
When they voted for the Democratic Party, they voted for Satan because those are his children. Children of the lie. An amazing story.
Yeah.
And Tuck, any more on this?
That's all I have. That, Tucker gave quite a bit of details, and then Avenatti tweeted a whole bunch trying to call Tucker Carlson a fraud. He also called Trump a fraud. So.
Oh, of course. The creeping porn.
He also went after Kavanaugh. Remember, he had that lying woman who changed her story multiple times in accusing Kavanaugh of gang rape.
The Ford woman.
Yeah, Justice Kavanaugh. So this guy is an activist.
An activist. Amazing stuff. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Has nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, debt-be-dad-ism. No isms.